Good morning. How's everyone today? Good. What do I have in my hand? A ball. And what happens when you throw a ball up in the air? It goes up, but it comes down. Whenever you throw a ball up in the air, it always comes down. Now, if I threw this ball up and it stayed up there, that would be pretty amazing, wouldn't it? And in our text today, we hear that Jesus goes up. He goes up onto a high mountain, and there he's transfigured. He becomes his glory. The glory of God is shining through him because Jesus is God. And so therefore, Jesus is transfigured up on the mountain. And we thank God that he didn't stay on the mountain because that Jesus went up, but he came down, didn't he? Jesus went up on the mountain, but he came back down. And since he came back down, that's very important for us. Because then Jesus goes to Jerusalem. And what happens in Jerusalem? What happens to Jesus in Jerusalem? You remember? He's mistreated by the Romans, and he's whipped, and he's scourged, and he's crowned with a crown of thorns, and he's nailed to a cross, and he's lifted up, and he's put up on the cross. And there he dies for the sins of the whole world. But did Jesus stay up on the cross? No, he comes down off the cross. And he goes into the grave. And then he descends into hell. And as we've just confessed, he proclaims his victory over all sin. And over the death and over the devil. And then he goes up one more time. Where does Jesus go at his ascension? He goes up in heaven, doesn't he? Jesus goes up to heaven. Is Jesus staying in heaven, though? Or is he going to come back down once more? He's going to come back one more time. Jesus is going to come down. And when he comes down again, what is he going to do? All people who have faith in him, he's going to take back up to heaven. And there we will live with him forever and ever. So we see there's a time when Jesus is going up and he's coming down. And he's going up and he's coming down. But one day he's going to come down and take us up, and we're going to stay up with him in his kingdom forever. And we give thanks that Jesus has done this. So as we now enter into the season of Lent, we'll be focused on Jesus going onto the cross and coming down off the cross and going into the grave. And on that glorious morning of Easter, Jesus will come out of the grave. And we will rejoice because since Jesus has been resurrected, we too one day will be lifted up out of our graves and taken into heaven with our Lord Jesus. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. We pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for going up and coming down. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for going up onto your cross and coming down off the cross. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for ascending into heaven, to go up into heaven to prepare a place for us. And yet, Lord, we know that you'll return again. You'll come down for us to take us to be where you are. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will come quickly. And Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. And all the children said,
Amen.